Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Just because you heard about driving a car doesn't mean you're good at driving a car. Just because I heard about flying an airplane don't mean I'm good at it. How are you going to get good at it? You got to do it and you got to work at it. Right? Month after month and year after year, you got to see where you're not doing so good. Make adjustments. You got to learn new things and put them into practice. Tweak it. Improve it. Change it. That's how you get better. If you're not changing, you're not getting better. Do you have any interest at getting better at walking in love?
Yes. Yes, sir.
You know, a lot of people are not as excited about it, for real. If you say, well, we're going to have a prosperity seminar. Oh, yeah. Woo, glory to God. We're going to have a healing seminar. Woo, yeah. Glory to God. We're going to have how you can walk in love better seminar. I may be busy. No, Brother Keith, I need you to tell me how to get my bills paid. We are. Faith works by love. It all works by love. Well, I'm wanting God to heal me. I'm wanting God to pay my bills. God is love. You're wanting something from love. Well, everything operates by sowing and reaping. Sow love and reap love. Do you know that prosperity and blessings, material blessings, are love from God I'm talking about? Is love manifested to you?
Yes.
Do you know that healing is love manifested to you? Yes. Forgiveness is love manifested to you?
Yes.
Then you want to reap some more love.
Yes.
Then you should be interested in
sowing
love. And who knows more about this than anybody? Love himself. And here it says, you are God taught. You're taught by love how to love. Well, that's being taught by the best. Everybody said out loud, I am taught by the best.
I'm taught by love.
How to love. Now, the problem is in our society, when you say love, people's minds goes in a thousand different directions. So many don't have a clue what love is. Love, first of all, isn't a feeling. Love isn't a feeling. God is love. Love is a command. It's an order. And so many people don't keep the command based on feelings. You don't have to feel like you love somebody to love them. Had three nods and a two, that's right. See, this is new ground for so many people. You do not have to feel like you love somebody to love them. In fact, you're loving them the most when you feel like slapping them. But you don't. You feel like telling them off. But you tell them something good instead. Go to John, please. 15. John 15. We have been talking for some weeks now about how to keep the love command. And we're believing that we are God taught in this. And that we're not just going through a series, but God's teaching us as a faith and as a church family. And we're growing up in this. And we're going to walk in love with each other and with all our family and believers and with everybody more than we ever have and do a better job at it than we ever have. That wasn't half the crowd agreeing with me. I have a mission, a commission concerning this. And if I don't feel like we're getting it, you know what I'll do, don't you? Huh? How long do you want to hear about this? Is it important?
Yes.
It is so important. It is so vital that we take this seriously like God does. Of all the things He commanded us as the New Testament command, all the other things He could have said in all time and eternity, this is the one He picked.
That's right.
We should respect that.
Yes.
If this is number one to Him, it should be number one to us. And we must not be prideful and think we already know what He's talking about and we're already doing it 100%. We must get up every day going, Lord, thank You for teaching me how to love. Thank You for showing me how to keep this commandment. And I purpose to do it. By Your grace, I'll do it. And be thinking about it in the day and the night and all week and all weekend. Say it out loud. Everybody say it. I am. Taught of God. How to keep the commandment. How to love others. John 15, are you there?
Yes.
John 15, and down about verse 9. He said, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. Stay in my love. Live in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things have I spoken to you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, where people have gotten off, huge numbers of folks, Christians I'm talking about, concerning this love walk, is that people have seen in the Word that this kind of God kind of love is a self-sacrificial love. And people have purposed to do it out of a sense of duty and do some actions that are self-sacrificial, but they are unhappy and they're sad. You ever seen anybody that's supposed to be walking in love that was sad? Well, I'm just going to walk in love with them. But it's hard. It's hard. Hard, this commandment's hard. Man, just got to lay your life down. It's hard. That's why most people don't even try to do it. And the few that do think they're some kind of martyr and should receive special reward when they get to heaven. This is wrong thinking. I said, this is wrong thinking. How will it affect you spiritually, soulically, emotionally, if you just go all out and keep the love command? According to this. He said, this is my commandment. Are you there? Did you read that? This is my commandment, that you love one another, how? As I have loved you. That's what makes it the new commandment.
Yes.
Love each other like He has loved and still loves.
Yes.
Us. But the verse previous to it, read it again. The very preceding verse, right up above it. What does it say? These things I've spoken to you, so you'd be a good Christian. It's going to be hard. You won't be happy, but you'll get a reward in heaven. What? No. Why is He telling us to walk in love? We haven't made this connection. By and large, as the church, we've not made the connection between just walking in love night and day and being overflowing in joy. Have we? Some way or another, we didn't make that connection. We didn't listen. We didn't pay attention. If there's something the devil does not want you to do, it is keep this commandment. He does not want you keeping this commandment, because if you do, if you keep it, your faith is going to work. You're not going to have condemnation. You're going to be bold. You're going to be strong. You're going to walk in your authority. He says, where'd you get all that? The Bible. 1 John 5, do you remember it? This is the confidence that we have in Him. He said in the third chapter there, 1 John, that if we keep His commandments, our heart does not condemn us, and we have confidence toward Him, and whatever we ask, we receive it. Does the devil want that in your life? No, he does not want you getting whatever you ask for. Because everybody that sees you want to be like you. That means be a believer, be a Christian. And so how can he undermine this thing and disrupt it before it ever gets going? Get you to ignore the commandment. Get you to believe that if you really walked in love with everybody around you, that you're never going to get what you want and you're going to be unhappy all the time. Now, am I just talking, or do a lot of people have this mentality? If they really walked in love, that they would be unhappy. But Jesus is right. He knows. And He said, I am telling you these things. Why? Because I desire that my joy. He was anointed with the oil of joy above all His brethren. Jesus was not a sad Jesus as He walked the earth. Little kids loved Him. Little kids don't like grumpy, sad people. Little kids loved Jesus. Why? He was fun. Now that's a brand new idea to millions of Christians to think about. A fun Jesus? No, Brother Keith, He's a man of sorrows. You can't just read half a verse and forget the rest of the Bible. Yes, there were times when He was grieved, when He was touched, when He wept, when He prayed in the garden, when He prayed over Lazarus. There were times, but these are moments in a lifetime. Somebody say moments. Moments in a lifetime. It's not how He lived most of the time. He lived in joy because He lived in love. Say it out loud. Live in love equals live in joy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Love Rejoices, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106H. That's R1106H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God.